assisting both gentlemen in propounding frequently questioned requests from the Central Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, Department of the Air Force, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, the Department of Defense Air Force Office of Special Investigations, and Department of Veterans Affairs. All of the previously listed divisions of the government responded to our inquiries for information regarding John and Jim by essentially saying they had nothing on file about it. The one exception was the CIA's response, which was the most frustrating of all, by their stating that they could not have confirmed or denied the existence or non-existence of records responsive to our requests. In other words, none of the government entities we contacted, anything about a John Burroughs or a Jim Pinsker, despite the fact that we're all fairly certain they served in the United States Air Force for many years. We have repeatedly sought to obtain the medical records of John's and Jim's FOIA requests, but it has yet to succeed. John's physicians in particular have requested that his service medical records, especially those related to other employees, have been Jim came into contact with the Air Force. They have requested this information John in order to provide the best chance to treat his medical problems, which have, at times, been hard for him. We even enlisted the help of a phone center from John's home state, Arizona, but still did not get anything other than learning that the Veterans Administration has classified records, which has broken out of John's medical records. Senator John McCain's office is assisting us with the final result of Senator McCain's help. Closing.